Then we begin to read from the book, the main part of the book, UFO Contact from the planet Akkart. 1. The incident. In May of 1958, I was traveling the interior of the municipality of Sarandi and its surroundings, collecting unpaid accounts for the photographs I had taken. As until then, I had been working for a traveling commercial photographer, which I was about to end because I was going to return to my previous employment as a municipal tractor driver. It was then when this most important event happened. It was the 14th of May, and I was returning from the interior of municipality walking toward the city of Sarandi. Between there and the fork called Natalino, some 18 kilometers, which I was trying to make on foot. Since my transportation had turned off for Passo Pondo, and it was about 19 hours, more or less, when I was passing the farm of Dr. Dionisio Peretti, my attention was attracted to a strange light located in the sky above the edge of the woods, which was nearly 200 meters from where I stood in the road. Initially, I felt that such phenomena come from something supernatural, perhaps, as they said in a popular legend of the region, a sign of buried treasure. I stepped through a wire fence and cautiously went up to within 30 meters of the light, and was astonished to see that it was a rounded material object, about 30 some meters in diameter, whose form was that of two bowls, one inverted over the other. The light was opaque and reminded me of iron at the beginning of its incandescence between red and ash. My greatest difficulty in narrating this account is that I can make only the poorest distinction of colors, for I am color blind. I felt then the urge to back up and flee. At the same time, I was driven by a need to rationalize what I was seeing, approaching me more still. Suddenly the two shadows emerged and a strong beam of light struck me, making me lose my senses. When I came to, I find myself in a milky white kind of hospital bed, and I could not raise my arms because they were imprisoned. Then I could see that I was in a rectangular room whose one side was rounded. The immediate impression I had was that I was aboard some kind of ship. But my memory was confused and I didn't know how I got there. Soon I perceived the movements of people who seemed to be completely alien to myself. I tried to address them in different languages, and some of them looked at me indifferently, others didn't even look. A few minutes later, two of them came to me and unfastened me. I continued insistently trying to communicate with them. They lifted me up and I felt weak. Making gestures, they took me to another compartment. I adjacent to that room where I woke up and withdrew from shelves some clothes like a long cape with sleeves which reached to my feet. I dressed in this and accompanied the two who guarded me my two sides, and we went back into the room we had left. They were walking toward the door, which opened automatically, and we were descended three or four steps opening into a small room at a level below to the initial room. They closed the door behind us, and after some moments, they opened another in front with the same number of steps, giving me the impression that we were descending to a basement. It was another small room. After some moments, the operation was repeated exactly as before, and I saw successively into two more rooms, being that the last was connected by a corridor to another further on, down some steps without a door. We were in front of the last door, which opened itself, and we came into another compartment, where I saw with intense surprise, firm ground and a city completely different. I felt an enormous dizziness. I had the impression that I had lost half of my weight, and at the same time that my members had increased in volume. I was still held by the arms by my two companions. Those high and resplendent buildings that I saw seemed to blind me with their enormous variety and colors. This could not be any of the great cities I knew of, since I knew them at least by books and films. We went out by an esplanade that descended gently to a narrow street lined by tall buildings. I saw only pedestrians. The crew of the ship used thick dress, a kind of jumpsuit overall, of a kind of strange color. In those moments I was not actively observing the details of their vestments. Later I will try to try a description in more detail. Meanwhile, I remembered perfectly that my two companions were not using the cape that I was then impelled to use. We followed the narrow street for some 300 meters, and after ascending three or four steps, we entered a tiled walkway of a tall building. Proceeding down a corridor some 15 meters, we entered a room on the right. My companions always held on to me, since I was in no condition to walk alone. The building seems to be made of metal. As we entered this last building, I noticed that it was really metallic, however it was unholstered inside with a material that reminded me of cloth. They released me in the room and went out. They closed the door, and I remained some moments leaning against the wall. I saw that I was in a temporary prison, but more like the first room than the cell of a common prisoner. The walls were completely covered with a thick, furry fabric, something like the fur coats women wear. In one corner, inserted in the wall, was a pipe that had a kind of spout that gushed water constantly. I went to it and took a long drink. I felt a tremendous thirst. The extremely light water began to satisfy my thirst. I noticed that there were a bed and a small table, some 80 centimeters against the wall. I went to the bed and, feeling it, saw that it was big and solid. I sat on it and perceived that it was soft and gave under my weight. I ecstatically lay down completely on my back. I felt very hungry and thought, where am I? Where are those people? Why have they imprisoned me? Who has never been bad to any person, especially them, whom I never had seen before? I thought a lot about my family, in case I never got back to see them, which seemed probable to me then. From the weakness I felt, I judged it to have been considerably time that I had no alimentation. I felt an inferior weight compared to normal, which was 90 kilo. Moments later, three people entered, probably the two who had left me plus a woman. She carried an object similar to a bowl with a cover on it. She placed it on the table and opened the top, and a little after that, the three left the room. I got up and went to the object on the table. I immediately recognized that the contents was food. I examined it in detail and could only recognize a meat, but the other three things in the bowl I could not recognize. The bowl was divided into four parts. Taking in hand the only utensil they left me, a mysterious utensil which could function as well as a spoon or as a fork. I experimented first with the meat, probably already cut into pieces. It did not seem much different from that I was familiar with. However, it had certain difference in taste. The second division contained a viscous preparation similar in color and consistency to gelatin. The third was a dark grain-like food of a consistency between hard bread and common bread. The fourth was a kind of soup in which floated a food that reminded me of the skin of an English potato. Of the last three, I was only interested in experimenting with the grain dish. Those other two had a repugnant odor. When I ate a little, I was satisfied. I went back to the fountain and drank more water. Then I sat on the bed. I remembered then that perhaps I could outlive this captivity, and I ate some more of that kind of meat and some of the bread. It was then to second chapter, which I continue to read, the headline, Overcoming Linguistic Difficulties, is the headline on second chapter 2. As I was thinking of all the problems that afflicted me, my thoughts were interrupted by a movement of the door, which was opening to reveal three individuals, the two familiar ones and another, which I judged to, by his deportment and authority, to be a person of importance. They motioned for me to follow them. The new personality proceeded ahead, and I was again escorted by the two. By the two I knew. We went by a corridor which led to a brightly illuminated room. In there I could see that it was very spacious, about 60 square meters. To the right, in the background, there was a series of chairs with high backs and services for a long rectangular table. More to the front, facing, was a series of lower shoulder-length chairs, arranged in a semi-circle, which individual services for lesser bureaucrats. Immediately behind that, another series of chairs of equal characteristics. On the walls I could see different paintings with various landscapes. I was still observing the room when, from a door to my left, appeared various persons who, upon entering, looked at me only with brief curiosity, and some others with a certain indifference. They were talking, when suddenly there was the sound of a signal. They sat on the chairs in the semi-circle. In a moment, a door in the back opened, and immediately up the side aisle came three persons, who did not seem superior to those who had up to now appeared. I and my companions continued on foot. One of those three personages, of those who entered now, the one on my right, got up and spoke to the assembly. He was followed by another orators, and it seemed to me to have been much sampling of ideas. The discussion lasted about 20 minutes, and I felt perfectly, by the manner and frequency with which they looked at me, and by their gestures, that I was the pivot of the meeting there. Whenever they spoke, I thought to myself that perhaps that strange race of humans were Russians, and that perhaps they were judging me for having seen some secret weapon, and I now had to pay. Who knows, perhaps with my life or perpetual prison. Suddenly, one of the personalities in the linear file in the center made a signal, seeking silence from the others, and addressed himself to those who were still there in front of me. Seconds later, seats were brought for us to sit on. no much nearer the assembly. Between the end of the linear file and of the high backend chairs and the first of those in the semicircles. After this, the same person addressed himself to one of the elements that was seated in front of him, and after that there were some moments of absolute silence. These looking in our direction, staring at my forehead, promising then various words and phrases. After this, there were four or five more, one after the other, always looking at me. Then I could detect a certain disinterest on their part due to the fact that I could not understand them. On an impulse, I got up and addressed them in Portuguese, in Spanish, in Italian, and they were disinterested until I remembered my German. It was when I tried that one of them got up and with an expression of great joy came up to me, saying simply, in a doubtful manner, "Deutsch?" I responded in the affirmative. To my great surprise, he turned me around by the shoulders, directing us to his other colleagues. After another exchanges of ideas, they closed the session, the participants leaving by the places where they had entered respectively. We got up, and I and my companions were escorted back to my room. On the return, I could see then that I did not have arms or weapons, at least that I knew of, being scarcely one object that hung from the belt that reminded me more of a flashlight. Then we have come to chapter 3, which will be on another separate file. Chapter 3 is headline, an explanation of the incident, on another audio file then.